come up in the Gemara, which are directly connected with the sugyas that appear here in the first parak of Nedarim, are topics which are covered in detail in the shir in the morning, and there isn't probably too much to add to what has been said already in shir in the morning. So I'll just talk a little bit today about a topic which comes up in the Gemara, which I assume not too much time was spent on in shir, because it's not directly connected with the sugya here, but it's a sugya which appears in a number of places in Shas, and it's a general sugya, not specific to the Dorim. The Gemara on Daf Dalad Amad Beis says the following: Oman Ma Man Dorim Hov Mefer Nidre Bitoi Ubal Mefer Nidre Ishtoi. Just by Nedarim, the father has the ability to be mefer the neder of his daughter, and the husband has the ability to be mefer the neder of his wife. Af Nazirus, so too by Nazirus, hov mefer Nazirus bitoi. Ubal mefer Nazirus ishtoi. So too by Nazirus, the father can be mefer the Nazirus of his daughter, and the husband can be mefer the Nazirus of his wife. Says the Gemara, Lomeli Hakesha, why do we need the Hekesh? Teisei Bameh Motsinu Minudorim. Why don't we learn out this halacha that the Baal can be mefer the Nazirus Ishtoi, and that the Av can be mefer the Nazirus Bitoi from Abameh Motsinu from the Dorim? If we find this halacha by the Dorim, then this halacha should apply also by Nazirus. And the Gemara gives a teres, and the Gemara answers why we don't learn it out from Abameh Motsinu. The Ran and this Gemara says, Hod aksha hocha gabi hafara v'lay aksha le'el gabi yodeis hafpircher. Why does the Gemara ask this question? What do we need the hekesh for? Let's learn out from Bavdei Motsinu. Legabi the din of a father or a husband being mefer the naziris of his wife or of his daughter. The Gemara could have asked exactly the same question on a Gemara previously. The Gemara previously asked, what is the source for Yodas? How do we know that there's a din of Yodas by the Dorim? And the Gemara says that we learn out Yodas from Hekesh, the Dorim from the Zeres there as well. The Gemara said, could have asked the same question the Gemara asks here. What do we have to come on to the Hekesh for? Let's learn it out from the Memotzinu. Says the answers the Ran, Mishum diyodes namalkus nami maisalahu, because yodes can result in an isa of malkus. Yodes can result in a person being over an isa, which will result in malkus. If he'll go against the neder, then it'll result in an isa which will bring about the punishment of malchus. Ve'ein einshin min hadin, and we have a klal ve'ein einshin min hadin, Ein ein shim adin is means that something which is learnt out from a kal v'chayma, even if the yisur is learnt out from a kal v'chayma, but you can't learn out a punishment from a kal v'chayma. You can't use the basis of as a kal v'chayma. You can't use the logic of a kal v'chayma to be mechayev an einish. Avu gabi apara shayach l'mifrich teithi b'memutzinu, because by apara you're not going to run into the situation of einshin. So the Ran is establishing here a principle, and the Ran is establishing the principle that the klal of ein einshin min adin, which in its source is a klal that is found by a kal v'chayma, that when one makes a kal v'chayma in order to prove or in order to create a source that something is asur, one can't create punishment through a kal v'chayma. The fact that I'm getting a punishment on the dover ha-chomor can't prove to me that I should get a punishment for the dover ha-kal, even though a kal v'chayma does prove to me that if the dover ha-kal is also, then kal v'chayma the dover ha-chomor is also. The fact that the dover ha-kal creates punishment can't prove to me that the dover ha-chomor creates punishment. And the same principle of Ein Ein Shem Min Adin, which we find in its classic form by a kal v'chayma, the Ran is assuming that the same principle would apply also in the case of a b'meh mutzinu. In other words, it's not specific to a kal v'chayma, it's relevant also to a b'meh mutzinu. If you look in Tosfos, you see that Tosfos says exactly the same thing as the Ran says. Tosfos says, "Avle'el gabi bal ta'acher," except that Tosfos doesn't go back to Yodes. Tosfos goes back to the Yisa, the bal ta'acher, and he says there again, when we're talking about bal ta'acher and we're saying that we should learn it out from a hekesh, the dorim from the zeros, why doesn't the Gemara say that we should learn it out from? Why doesn't the Gemara ask, let's learn it out from b'meh mutzinu? Answer Tosfos, the Gemara couldn't ask this kasha in connection with Bal Ta'acher, because Bal Ta'acher will result in an Isser of Malkus, and Ein Ein Shem Min Adin, you don't learn out from a b'meh mutzinu to give a punishment in the same way as you don't learn out from a kal v'chayma to give a punishment. So there's a klal of Ein Ein Shem Min Adin. I'm allowed, it's one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatoran Yidreshes Mayim, it's one of the ways in which the Torah is learnt, is there's a principle of a kal v'chayma. And the principle of a kal v'chayma basically tells me that if something is asur in a situation which is kal, then kol shekein is asur in a situation which is chomor. However, the fact that I'm going to get a punishment in a situation which is kal will not prove to me that I will get a punishment in a situation which I'll get that punishment in a situation which is chomer. And then comes the Ran and Tosfos, and they say that that principle, which in its classic form, in its source, appears in Shas in connection with a kal v'chayma, is applicable also in the case of a b'meh mutzinu, where the Gemara tries to learn something out from the b'meh mutzinu, that if it appears in one case, and that case is parallel to another case, we assume that the halacha is the same in the second case. Again, a b'meh mutzinu can create an isur, but a b'meh mutzinu cannot create a punishment. You cannot say that if the Torah says in one case that if you're over the isur you get punishment X, therefore you will get punishment X in the second case if the second case is parallel to the first case. That you can't do. On the side of the Gemara, there's Haggadah from Rav Baruch Rendsburg, and he immediately points out, and he says that the Ran and Tosfos seem to be assuming that something which is learnt out from b'meh mutzinu, you cannot prove anything in terms of punishment because of the principle of Ein Ein Shem Min Adin. Says Rav Baruch Rendsburg, ukemudumani, which is another way of saying, if I remember correctly, so basically in English would say, if my memory serves me correctly, he says, nistatku b'zeh ha-mishnu l'melech v'ha-achreinim ha-boim achrov. The Mishnah l'melech and achreinim who came after the Mishnah l'melech debate, says Rav Baruch Rendsburg, this question as to whether it's true to say that this klal of Ein Ein Shem Min Adin applies by Bamei Matzinu, in the same way as we find in the Gemara that it applies by a Kal V'Chaimah, which the Ran and Tosfos took on as a given, that in the same way as we have this principle in the Kal V'Chaimah, we have this principle in Bamei Matzinu. Says Rabbi Brachman Ransberg, if you look in the Mishnah and the Melech, and if you look at Rabbi Kivayga and his Agos on the Gemara here also, is Mitzayim, the same Mishnah Lamelech. He says, if you look at the Mishnah Lamelech, you'll see that the Mishnah Lamelech debates this point as to whether this is true or not. Or, perhaps, and if you look at the Mishnah Lamelech, you'll see, well, what the Mishnah Lamelech debates is, he says that perhaps this concept, this klal, this principle of Ein Einchim Min Adin, is a principle dafka by a Kal V'Chaimah, or alternatively, perhaps it's a principle by a Kal V'Chaimah, and also by a Bamei Matzinu. And the Ran and Tosfos took on, as a Dafka Poshet, there is a principle also by a Bamei Matzinu. In the beginning of Maseches Bava Kama, we have a Mishnah, right? A very famous Mishnah. Everybody has probably come across this Mishnah at one point in time, even those who have learned Bava Kama, probably learned the first Mishnah of Bava Kama. In the first Mishnah of Bava Kama, lists the Arba Ovis Nezikin, the four different types of Nezikin, Shel, Bo, Mava, Hevel. And the Gemara, the Mishnah continues, the Mishnah says that there are differences between them. However, one can learn out the halachas of one from the other by using combinations. You can learn out one from two, one from three. By various combinations, you can learn out all the Arba Ovis Nezikin, one from the other. The Arba Ovis Nezikin are acts of hezek that are done by a person or by a person's animal or by a person's possession, which will result in two things. They will result in the person being over on an issa. There is an issa to damage somebody else, plus the fact that if you damage somebody else, there is financial compensation that has to be paid. In other words, there is a punishment that comes with it. And the Mishnah says that there are four different types of nezikin which are recorded in the Torah, and we learn out the fact that you are over an issa lichura and you are punished lichura by in one from the other. In other words, we're learning out different halachas one from the other. So Tosfos there in the beginning of Bava Kama says, V'ksatz kasha, that this Mishnah, Lichura, seems to present a slight difficulty. What's the difficulty that the Mishnah seems to present? The Mashmah, says Tosfos, Mashmah from the Mishnah at the beginning of Bava Kama, the Einshin Momen Min Adin. The whole Mishnah at the beginning of Bava Kama is talking about monetary punishment, monetary compensation for doing an act of issa, for doing an act of damages, and we're learning out one av nezikin from another av nezikin, and the way that we're learning out one from the other, in the which is recorded in the Mishnah, but the language the Mishnah uses is like harizek, which lichura is a bamei matzinu, and that's the way the Rishonim learn that the way in which we're learning out one hezek from another hezek is a bamei matzinu. So says Tosfos, if we're learning it out with the Bamei Matzinu, and yet we're saying that we have the right to learn out one from the other, which will result in a monetary punishment and monetary compensation, says Tosfos, says Mashma from the Mishnah, that by Bamei Matzinu, the Einshin Min Ha Din. Says Tosfos, okay, fine. So in other words, that the principle from the Mishnah Bava Kama would seem to be Mashma, that the principle of Ein Einshin Min Ha Din would not apply by the in a case of a Bamei Matzinu. But then Tosfos carries on, what, why is it Ksas Kosher? What's Tosfos' problem? So first of all, Tosfos seems to have taken on as a Dava Pasha that if you say Ein Einshin Min Ha Din by a Kal V'Chaimah, you say Ein Einshin Min Ha Din as well by a Bamei Matzinu. Therefore, how come that the Mishnah is saying that you can create Einish through using a Bamei Matzinu? And in addition, Tosfos has another problem. What's the other problem that Tosfos has? He says, "V'mechilta Tanya," that is a mefresh mechilta, where you see from the mechilta. The mechilta says mefresh that ain einshin min ha din. What's the word mechilta? The mechilta says the following: that the Torah says that if a person digs a pit, and that pit, that burrow, causes damage, he is responsible for the damage that the pit causes. And then the Torah continues, and the Torah says, if you uncover a pit which is already dug, you're also responsible for damage. Ask the Mechilta, why does the Torah have to explicitly lay out for us that you are over an Issa if you uncover a pit, and you're over an Issa if you dig a pit? Why didn't the Torah just say that you're over an Issa if you uncover a pit? And I would use the Kal Vachomer, and the Kal Vachomer would tell me that if you're over on an Issa for uncovering a pit, obviously you're over on an Issa if you dig a pit. Says the Mechilta Mefurish, the reason why I need a Pasuk is because from the Kal Vachomer I wouldn't know Einish. Why? Because Ein Einshin Min Hadin. Therefore, says Tosis, you see from the Mechilta that the principle is Ein Einshin Min Hadin, and yet from our Mishnah, in the beginning of Bava Kama, you see that we can use the principle of Einshin Min Hadin, success kosher, that seems to be a slight stira. Now, if you look there in the Gemara in Bava Kama, you will see that the Kivega on the spot immediately is Mitzayan to another Mechilta. He sends you off to another Mechilta. And if you bother looking up the other Mechilta which Rabbi Kivega is Mitzayan to, you see there's a second Mechilta which says exactly the same thing as the Mechilta which Tosis brought. In other words, there is a second Mechilta which says also that Mefurish, that Ein Einshin Min HaDin. So therefore, says Rabbi Kivega, the Kasha which Tosis is asking is strengthened. Because on the one hand you've got the Mishnah at the beginning of Bava Kama which seems to indicate that Ein Shin Min Adin, and then you've got two Mechiltas which seem to be saying quite explicitly that Ein Ein Shin Min Adin. The Levush Mutcha on Bava Kama, in Mazur Pinyona, Simon Aleph, he says a very nice little point there, and we've got a lengthy shiur there on the subject, but by the way he says a very interesting little point there. He says that it just so happens that there's a third Mechilta which nobody bothered mentioning, he says. And he brings a third Mechilta where the third Mechilta says, Mefurish Ein Shin Min Adin. Says the Levush Mutcha, so it comes out as follows. There's a Mishnah in the beginning of Bava Kama which seems to indicate that Ein Shin Min Adin. There's a Mechilta which Tosis says, which Ein Ein Shin Min Adin. There's a Mechilta which Rabbi Kivega brings, which Ein Ein Shin Min Adin. And then he says, there's my Mechilta, which says, like our Mishnah says in the beginning of Bava Kama, the Ein Shin Min Adin. So, there seems to be some confusion as to whether we are of the opinion of Ein Shin Min Adin or whether we are of the opinion of Ein Ein Shin Min Adin. And that's Tosis's problem. Why does Tosis say ksas kosher? It's only a little bit difficult, because if you look in Tosis, you see that Tosis in Bava Kama gives an answer. And he says that there are those who explain the Mechilta which he brings in a different way, and if you explain the Mechilta in a different way, you get out of the question. But al kolponim, if you understand the Mechilta kipshute, he says that there is a problem. So Tosis at the beginning of Bava Kama has basically understood the Mishnah, that the Mishnah at the beginning of Bava Kama is saying very clearly that Ein Shin Min Adin, because we're learning out the Arbovas and Zikin one from the other, and seeing that we're learning out one from the other and it includes an Einish Momen, therefore we see from the Mishnah at the beginning of Bava Kama that Ein Shin Min Adin. Now there is something at the back of the Gemara which you may have noticed, you may have stumbled across it by accident, something which is called Piskei Tosfos, which is basically where the Psokim which Tosfos mentions, by the way, as Tosis is going along, explaining and discussing the Gemara, what is the Psakalocha that comes out of Tosis? If you look at the Piskei Tosis in the beginning of Bava Kama, the Piskei Tosis in the beginning of Bava Kama brings you what is the Shitta of Tosis in terms of what comes out halachically from Tosis. Now, what did Tosis say at the beginning of Bava Kama? Tosis said at the beginning of Bava Kama that the Mishnah in the beginning of Bava Kama shows you clearly that Ein Shin Min Adin. And Tosis says it's Sas Kosher, this is the Mechilta which says differently. So what's the Psak that comes out of Tosis? That the Mishnah at the beginning of Bava Kama proves to me that Ein Shin Min Adin. If you look at the Piskei Tosis at the beginning of Bava Kama, the Piskei Tosis says at the beginning of Bava Kama, Ein Ein Shin Min Hadin. So immediately everybody jumps to the Piskei Tosis and says, what's Ein Ein Shin Min Hadin? On the contrary, the Pesach that's coming out of Tosis is Ein Shin Min Hadin. So somebody there puts a little asterisk there and solved the problem by sending you down to the bottom of the page and saying at the bottom of the page, change the text in the Piskei Tosis. change the text in the Piskei Teisras from Ein Ein Shem Min Hadin. Now he couldn't knock out the word Ein because the word is there, obviously. So he says it shouldn't be Ein Ein Shem Min Hadin, it should be Im Ein Shem Min Hadin. In other words, the Psak of Teisras is, do we say Ein Shem Min Hadin or not? Which is a little bit difficult because it's that would be a contemporary type of Psak, where you ask a shayla and the guy answers you and says, it could be like this, it could be like that. But old style psak is a yes or no, black or white. So if there's a psak from Tosfos, then the psak should be either Ein Shem Min Hadin or not Ein Shem Min Hadin. Kind of a psak. Im Ein Shem Min Hadin or not. A kaponim, that's what goes on there in the beginning of Bava Kamma. Now, in this whole concept of Ein Shem Min Hadin, we find three opinions actually as to why it is that Ein Shem Min Hadin. There's one opinion which we will ignore. There's one opinion in the Rishonim which says that we learn out from the Pasuk. So we learn out from the Pasuk that Ein Shem Min Hadin. There is such a school of thought in the Rishonim. There is a Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel where Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Gimel seems to imply that the reason why we say Ein Shem Min Hadin is for the following reason. We know that when the Gemara brings a Kal V'Chomer, what does the Gemara usually do? The Gemara brings a Kal V'Chomer and the Gemara says that this is the din by the Kal, therefore by the Chomer, how much more so that this should be the din? So immediately the Gemara starts trying to prove that the Kal V'Chomer is no good. How does the Gemara start proving the Kal V'Chomer is no good? By starting to ask questions and saying, is this really a Kal V'Chomer? Is it really true that this is the Kal and that's the Chomer? And the Gemara starts trying to prove, no, what you thought is Kal is actually Chomer. In other words, the Gemara's system is that when you have a Kal V'Chomer, the first thing you try and do is you try and shlug up the Kal V'Chomer. The first thing you try and do is you try and bring a Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer. Says Rashi, every Kal V'Chomer which there is, there's always the fear, there's always the suffix that you've missed a Pircha that there is in the Kal V'Chomer. That you've missed something that can shlug up the Kal V'Chomer. Therefore, as far as Issur is concerned, alright, maximum, what happened? You were allowed to do it and you didn't do it. So if we're using the Kal V'Chomer and the Kal V'Chomer can be shlugged up, Mishkefelach, as far as Issur is concerned, it's not the end of the day. In other words, maximum what happened? What happened was that you could have done something and because of this Kal V'Chomer you're not going to do it. Okay, great. So we'll make a brisket for one day. But if you're going to use the Kal V'Chomer for a punishment, then we can get messed up. Because the fact is that we're saying on the basis of this Kal V'Chomer, we're now going to give you a punishment. Right? And then, 3 days later, we're going to say, oh, sorry, we made a mistake. My father used to have this great story. My father used to have this story about a city, a town, that wanted to build a mikveh. They wanted to build a mikveh, but they didn't have money for an architect. So for years went by and there was no mikveh. So eventually, they're over the town, so they called together the wealthy people, the wealthy balabatim in the town, and he said to them, you know, this is ridiculous, you can't have a town without a mikveh, everybody has to schlep to the next town for a mikveh, we've got to build a mikveh. So they said, Rebbe, we'll build a mikveh. We have the money for the building, that's not a problem, we just can't afford the architect. So the Rav said, no problem. I've learned Maseches Erevin. Maseches Erevin is full of concepts of engineering, it's full of architectural concepts, I am the architect, I know how to draw architectural plans, I'll draw the plans for you, you build the mikveh according to me. So they said, fine, you know, really, if you say so, no problem. So they went ahead and they built the mikveh, and one day they made a grand opening of the mikveh. And they invited everybody from all around, people came, crowds came, and everybody came, and the Rav got up on the platform to speak, and the Rav started speaking, and there was a huge bang, and the mikveh collapsed. So everybody turned around to the Rav, and they said to the Rav, what happened? You said you're an architect, you said you learned Maseches Erevin, you said you know how to build a mikveh, so what happened? So he thought for a moment, he said, ah, forgetting the Rashba's kasha. Sorry, forgot the kasha of the Rashba. Well, that's the same thing here as well. In other words, what you're going to do? You're going to make a Kal V'Chomer, and you're going to punish somebody on the basis of the Kal V'Chomer, and then you're going to have 2 days later to find out that the Kal V'Chomer had a pircha, and you're going to turn around and say, oops, we're very sorry. We'll go to the cemetery and apologize to him. Therefore, says Rashi, on the basis of that, you can't Ein Shem Min Hadin, you can't give an Einish on the basis of a Kal V'Chomer. The Marsha on that Gemara there, which Rashi is basing himself on, the Marsha learns shot slightly differently. The Marsha says that the reason why we say Ein Ein Shem Min Hadin is because Einish involves Kapara. Einan, she's in order to be mechaper on the avera that you did. Monetary compensation is in order, again, is in order to as a tashlumim for what you did. And there, therefore, says the Marsha, what are you trying to do? You're saying that if somebody was over on an Avera Kal, so his punishment is A. So therefore, if he was over on an Einish Chama, Avada's punishment is A. Not true. On an Avera Kala, which only needed a minor Kapora, so his punishment was A. But B, which is a Chama, which is a major Avera, therefore maybe it needs a major kapura. Maybe that punishment is not enough of a punishment. Maybe it needs more of a punishment. Therefore, you can never learn out a punishment from a kal v'chomer. That's what the Marsha says. Now, what are we discussing? We're discussing whether you can transfer the concept of ein einshin min hadin from a kal v'chomer onto a b'me motzino. What's a b'me motzino? A b'me motzino is where you have two parallel situations, and you're saying that the din is X in one case, and obviously the din is X in the second case as well, because the two cases are parallel. So therefore, according to Rashi, where Rashi says that the whole problem why you can't say Ein Shin Min Hadin, why you can't use a Kal V'Chomer to tell me what the punishment is by a Kal V'Chomer, is because maybe there's a kasha which is going to shlug off the Kal V'Chomer. So the same principle would apply by B'mei Matzino as well. Who says that your B'mei Matzino is right? Maybe you have a pich which is going to shlug off your B'mei Matzino, and in fact the two of them are not parallel, as we find the Gemara does very often. That's what the Gemara does. The Gemara always, when you get B'mei Matzino, what does the Gemara immediately do? The Gemara tries straight away to ask questions which are going to differentiate between the two cases. So therefore, the same principle applies. Ein Ein Shin Min Hadin by Kal V'Chomer, Ein Ein Shin Min Hadin by a B'mei Matzino. But according to the Marsha, who says that the whole concept of Ein Ein Shin Min Hadin by Kal V'Chomer is, who says that the punishment of the Kal, which is enough of the Kapora or enough of a Tashlumin for the minor Avera, is enough for the major Avera? That's true by a Kal V'Chomer where you've got a minor Avera and you've got a major Avera. So you can say the punishment for the minor Avera isn't enough for the major Avera. But by a B'mei Matzino, where the whole principle of a B'mei Matzino is that they are the same, that's the whole principle of B'mei Matzino, that they are parallel, there the Marsha's understanding of why we say Ein Ein Shin Min Hadin doesn't apply. Therefore, if we're going to use the understanding of the Marsha, we would say that by B'mei Matzino you can be Manish Min Hadin. So this whole debate which the Akiva Eger brings, and which the Rabbi Ransburg brings, and was the Mishnah Lamelech, as to whether we say Ein Ein Shin Min Hadin by a B'mei Matzino would be dependent on what the svara of a Ein Ein Shin Min Hadin is. According to the svara of Rashi, then even by B'mei Matzino we would say Ein Shin Min Hadin, and that is the shita of the Ran here, and that is the shita of Tesis here. By B'mei Matzino we say Ein Shin Min Hadin because obviously they hold like Rashi. Then the whole reason why you say Ein Shin Min Hadin is because perhaps there's a pircha. Perhaps the pircha applies by B'mei Matzino as well. Those who argue and say that by a B'mei Matzino this principle of Ein Shin Min Hadin doesn't apply, obviously hold like the Marsha, that the logic or the rationale, the lies behind Ein Shin Min Hadin is not applicable by a B'mei Matzino. Now, the therefore, if we're going to assume, like the Marsha, that the principle of Ein Ein Shin Min Hadin would only apply by a Kal V'Chomer and it would not apply by a B'mei Matzino, then Tesis's kasha, the Tesis after the beginning of Bava Kama, is not such a terrible kasha, because the Mishnah at the beginning of Bava Kama is talking about B'mei Matzino. And from that Mishnah we see the Ein Shin Min Hadin. The Mechilta, which Tesis brings as his kasha, is talking about a Kal V'Chomer. If I am over an Issa when I open up a pit, obviously I'm over an Issa, Kal V'Chomer I'm over an Issa when I dig a pit. So he's talking about a Kal V'Chomer. So by a Kal V'Chomer we say Ein Shin Min Hadin, by B'mei Matzino we say Ein Shin Min Hadin, and everything fits perfectly. And Tesis wouldn't have a kasha. So if Tesis asked the kasha in Bava Kama and Tesis never gave that answer, obviously Tesis holds, like Rashi, like the Ran, like Tosfos here, over Tosfos Nishitase, that Tosfos of the opinion that we say even by a Bamer Motzino, Einoin Shimonadim, that's why he had the Kasha from the Mechilta, because Tosfos himself held there was no difference between a Bamer Motzino and a Kal V'Chaima. Along come the Achronim, and the Achronim say, on this debate as to whether we say Einoin Shimonadim by a Bamer Motzino or not, they say that Lechura it's a Mefurish Gemara. Some furish a Gemara that by that the principle of Ein Einshin Min Adin doesn't apply by Bamei Motzino, and by Bamei Motzino you can take a say Einshin Min Adin. What's their raya? They bring a raya from a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that an Eved goes free if his master causes him physical damage. If he causes him physical damage, b'shem v'ayin v'rosh eivaron sheinam chayzrim. If he damages him shem, if he damages him ayin, or he damages him with any of the rosh eivarim, which are incurable, it's an incurable damage. Says the Gemara, shem v'ayin, that's a pasuk in the Torah. How do I know that a eved goes free if his master damages him b'rosh eivarim? Says the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Kaf Beis Amud Aleph. That we learn out from Shen V'ayin. Dum Yir Shen V'ayin. Ma Shen V'ayin Mumin Shebegolo V'ayinun Chayzrim. And the Eved goes free. Free Af Kol Mumin Shebegolo V'ayinun Chayzrim. The Eved goes free. Says Rashi, what sort of limit is this? Says Rashi in Kiddushin. What sort of this? Says Rashi, it's a Bamei Masinu. So you see clearly from the Gemara that even though it's a Bamei Masinu, we learn out one from the other that the Eved goes free. And therefore, therefore we see that even by Bamei Motzino, we don't say this principle of Ein Einshin Min Adin. That's the Achronim bring that raya. They say that Lechura, it's a Mefurisha Gemara. So, if that's the case, then this Gemara in Kedushin is going to present a problem for the Ran and for Tosfos. Because Ran and Tosfos by us in the Dorim learned very clearly that the klal of the principle of Ein Einshin Min Adin applies even by Bamei Motzino. And the Gemara in Kedushin, as we just said, seems to be saying very clearly that the principle of Ein Einshin Min Adin doesn't apply by Bamei Motzino. If I have the right to learn out a mum golu she'ein achayzo with a Bamei Motzino from Shen V'ayin, that there's a tashlum moment in that case as well from a Bamei Motzino. How can you learn a tashlum moment from a Bamei Motzino according to the Ran and according to Tosfos here? The Gemara later on Daf Vav Amud Beis, which some of you have already learned, the Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Beis says that Rav Papa asked a question. Rav Papa's question was, Yesh Yad LeKiddushin or not? Is this a concept of Yad LeKiddushin or is there another concept of Yad LeKiddushin? You know, there's Yad by Nadarim. Is it such a concept of Yad by Kiddushin as well? So the Ran, explaining the Shaila of the Gemara, says, Mi omrinon, what's the shaila of the Gemara, whether there's Yad by Kiddushin or not? Mi omrinon, do we say in the Yidilai Yisrabel who Yad is Behedya, that even though there is no Mefurish Limud for Yad is by Kiddushin, Komrinon Bamei Motzino ben Dorim, that we should be able to learn it out with the Bamei Motzino from the Dorim, or do we say that there is no Yad by Kiddushin, and we don't learn it out from a Bamei Motzino by Nedarim? So the Lechura, Kiddushin can result, right, in Einshin. So if Kiddushin can result in Einshin, then we have the principle of Ein Einshin Min Adin by a Bamei Motzino. So how can the Gemara clear a Shaila that we learn out Yad by Kiddushin from Yad by Nedarim, and our Kochach is Mucha from the Gemara, that you don't say the principle of Ein Einshin Min Adin by a Bamei Motzino? If so, then again, we've got a Gemara in the Dorim, two blocks later, which says it goes against the Ran and goes against Tosfos. Now this Kasha I saw brought down by the Achronim, including the Shem Shkot, brings it down with Shem Rav Akiva Eiger, but I couldn't find it anywhere in Rav Akiva Eiger. He quotes, he says, Kahik Shem Rav Akiva Eiger, but I don't know where it is. It's not in the Chiddush of Rav Akiva Eiger, and it's not in the Kutin which they bring from the Chimes of Rav Akiva Eiger, and it's not in the Gita. I don't know where it is. But Al Kaponim is not the only. There are other Achronim as well who bring it down with Shem Rav Akiva Eiger, even though I'm not quite sure where this Rav Akiva Eiger is. One of the earliest classic commentaries on the Torah Skolim and on the Sifra was the Korban Aaron. Korban Aaron is a classic commentary on the thing. I think he could have been even. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Even if he wasn't originally, he was very, very early. He wrote a pirush on Sifri and Sifra, but he also wrote at the back. He wrote a sefer, an independent sefer, where he goes through all the Yud Gimel Midas and explains what they are. Right, the Yud Gimel Midas Shatarim addresses them. He goes through the Yud Gimel Midas and he explains what they are. And he called this sefer, the sefer on the Sifri and the Sifra, he called it Korban Aaron, and the sefer on the Yud Gimel Midas Shatarim addresses them, he gave it the very original name. He called it Midas Aaron. So in this sefer on Midas Aaron, he goes through all the different Midas Shatarim addresses to him. When he's talking there about Kavachema, he says something very interesting. He says the following. He says, Ein Einshin Al Zeho Isa La'iva Elu. Those things which are learnt out from a Kavachema, you can't punish a guy for something which is learnt out from a Kael V'chema. Why? In other words, Ein Einshin Min HaDin. So in the section dealing with Kael V'chema, he brings the principle of Ein Einshin Min HaDin. So he asks, why is it Ein Einshin Min HaDin? V'atam hu lefi daiti, and he says, it seems to me the reason is, Mitnei sheKael V'chema hekesh sichli, because the Kael V'chema is a logic, right? You're saying, if the din is by the Kael like this, and the Kael the din is by the Chomer. Well, the pamim yesh le pircha, or pircha say miderech hapipchipus, that sometimes it has a kasha on the Kal V'chema, but the kasha on the Kal V'chema is very often is based on knowledge, and sometimes you don't have the knowledge. So the reason why you miss the kasha is because you're missing an information. When you get and you find the information, then you have the kasha. Therefore, there's always the fear that there's an unknown kasha on the Kal V'chema. Neichish tamid shema Kal V'chema pirchahu. Therefore, let's always be chayshish that Kal V'chema is a Kal V'chema which is, can be shlugged up. And this guy is simply missing a piece of information which would tell him something in connection with the Kula or in connection with the Kumra, which would then allow us to be able to shlug up the Kal V'chema. And so seeing that there is a pirach, the possibility of pircha, therefore, ein einshin min hadin, which is the svara, as we saw, of Rashi in Sanhedrin, which we said is the svara of the Ran, and the svara of all those who hold that the principle of ein einshin min hadin is also said by Ben Motzinu, because the same problem would arise by Ben Motzinu. But the Midas Aaron carries on, and here he says something very interesting. And he says, ulezeh dailonu shel nilmad mimenu ha'isa. Therefore, as far as the Issa is concerned, we can use the Kal V'chema to learn out of the Issa, because even if we make a mistake, Nishkevalach. Avaleila Einish. But we can't learn it out from a Kal V'chema and Einish, neither Misa nor Malkus. However, says the Midas Aaron, Einish Mamayim Ma'anishim Min HaKal V'chema. We do find that there are situations when an Einish of Mamayim is learnt out from a Kal V'chema. And you'll find a number of cases in the Gemara where you see clearly that the Gemara learns out a chiyuv mamon from a Kal V'chema. We just saw one in the case of Kiddushin by the Eved, that we learned out from a Bamei Motzinu that the Eved goes free if it's a mum gadol she'ein achayza. Says the Midas Aaron, where do we find such halachas? So he says, Gabe Shein V'regel. The Mishnah at the beginning of Bava Kama, that there we see we learn out a payment from a, there it's actually a, it's not a Kal V'chema, there it's a Bamei Motzinu. The time b'zeh hevdil hinehu lefi daiti. So he says, and why is it? How come that on the one hand we see there's a klal of ein einshin min hadin, and yet we have examples where we say clearly einshin min hadin? Says the Midas Aaron something very interesting. He says, if you look, all the examples that we have where einshin min hadin are always examples of mammon. So he says, so what's the difference? Why is it that in these examples of mammon we do learn out chiyuv tashlumin from a Kal V'chema? So he says, the Tam Bazaar Evdel Hinu Huna Fidaiti, he says, in my opinion, there's a special Sfora here. Mitnei Sheshanim Ad Kavachayim Ele Yisrael Ahachme Al Dovama.
when we're using a Kal Vachomer to learn out a Isser on something, the entire Kal Vachomer Bo Lelamid HaIsser. The Kal Vachomer is coming to teach me that this thing is also. The Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bohem. In other words, the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bohem of Kal Vachomer tells me that this is also. Without my Kal Vachomer, I wouldn't know this is also. I have a Kal Vachomer, the Kal Vachomer tells me it's also. Va'anu nirtzeh lilmeid ha'enesh min ha'isah. And then we are taking it a stage further. The Kal Vachomer is telling me that it's also. And then we turn around and use our own brains and we say, well, if it's also, then if you do it, you get an einish. It's not the Kal Vachomer that's telling me the einish. The Kal Vachomer is telling me the isah. And now we want to use our brains to say that if there is an isah, therefore there must be an einish. That the Kal Vachomer can't do. All the Kal Vachomer can do is el alesa. Shezeh asher lomad. Al v'loy nilmed anachnu ha'einish me'isah. In other words, we can't do more than what the Torah laid out when the Torah said that you are allowed to use the Kal Vachomer. The Torah said that if the Kal Vachomer tells me the following, that if the din is so like this by the Chomer, then I have the right to say Kal Vachomer, the din is like this by the Kal. If it's by the Kal, then Kal Vachomer is by the Chomer. However, to carry on extrapolation and to say, well, now that I know that, I will determine that this will be the punishment that I have no right to do. But in a situation where the Kal Vachomer is a Kal Vachomer of Chiyuv Momen, meaning that the whole point of the Kal Vachomer is to come and tell me that you are Chiyuv Momen. In other words, where the Kal Vachomer is coming to tell me specifically the Chiyuv Momen, it's not coming to tell me the Yisra. It's coming to tell me the Chiyuv Momen. Im lo yishalem, if you're going to say that the guy doesn't have to pay out because we're running out from a Kal Vachomer, mahay la Kal Vachomer, then what was the whole point of the Kal Vachomer? And a Kal Vachomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bohem. And a Kal Vachomer is something that we are told to use. Therefore, he says it's poshut. Where the Kal Vachomer is being used for Issa, then it stops at Issa, and we can't learn out anything more than Issa. But where I don't need the Kal Vachomer for the Issa, for example, I know the Kal Vachomer from somewhere else, and the whole point of the Kal Vachomer is only legabe tashlum mamain. There. That's good for what a Kal Vachomer is. The Kal Vachomer is one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Bohem. He's coming to tell me something. There I can use the Kal Vachomer for a moment. That's what he says. So if so, if we take on his principle to be correct, and it's stubborn, it's a Sephardic avort that he says, then all the Kashas and the Mechiltas we asked in the beginning all fall away. Why? Because the Mishnah came along and the Mishnah says there are Arba Olos Mezikin. And then the Mishnah starts using a B'mei Matzini to learn out one from the other. What are we using that B'mei Matzini for? We're using that B'mei Matzini to tell us in terms of the Tashlum Momen, not in terms of tell us the Isser of Hezek. Because the Isser of Hezek, I don't want to go into it, but there's a whole debate in the beginning of Bava Kama. How do I know that it's asked to be Mazik? And the Achraim have the different shittas in the Achraim. This is the famous way. There's Reb Chaim, there's the Levush, there's this, there's that. As to where do I learn out these Isser from? So the Isser, I haven't got the Kal Vachomer for. So therefore, the only thing that I had the B'mei Matzini for is the Gabi the Tashlumim. Seeing that it's the Gabi the Tashlumim, therefore, I can use the Kal Vachomer, or in the case of the Mishnah in Bava Matzia, the B'mei Matzini. The Mechilta, which they bring a raya that it's also, so there you have an interesting thing. The Mechiltas, if you examine them, you'll find that they're talking about one of two things. Either the Mechilta is talking about Esau, where I'm using the Kal Vachomer for Esau, and then Taka Ein Ein Jmaman Adin, or the Mechilta is talking about Boer. Right? Or the other, there are Mechiltas which are talking about Boer. And there's already a famous Rashba, I don't want to get into this because it's already Bava Kama Dikinian, there's a very famous Rashba in the beginning of Bava Kama, where the Rashba says that even if we've got a source for the Issa of Nezikin, that source won't help us lagabi bur, because bur is different from all other nezikin, and therefore I would never have learnt out bur from the others were not for the fact that I have specific psukim lagabi bur. So therefore lagabi bur, the Kal Vachomer is coming to tell me the actual Isra itself. If it's coming to tell me the actual Isra itself, then I'm a Kalamba. According to the principle of the Midas Aaron, then it's Hakayin Einshin Min Ha Din. So if so, the Gemara in Kedushin is no problem. The Gemara in Kedushin, which says that we use the Bamei Matzino to learn out Roshei Ivorim, right? From Shen Ve'ayin, that Gemara is no problem, because that Gemara again is talking about Tashlumi Mammon. According to the Midas Aaron, Tashlumi Mammon, you can learn out from a Kal Vachomer. So now we know why the Piskei HaTeishas in the beginning of Bava Kama passed in the Ein Einshin Min Adin. Because he's right. Teishas Taka holds the Ein Einshin Min Adin. Normally, if the Kal Vachomer is coming to tell you Isa, then Ein Einshin Min Adin. You can't learn out Mammon. The fact that the Mishnah there does learn out Mammon, that's because of a different reason. That's because the Kal Vachomer there, is, or the Bamei Matzino there, is coming to tell you the Din of Mammon, as the Midas Aaron says. And that's a separate case. But in the standard Kal Vachomer, where the Kal Vachomer is coming to tell you Isa, and a Chalama, the psak would be that Ein Einshin Min Adin. And in fact, the second psak is also correct, which says Im. Second Gilus is also correct, which says Im Einshin Min Adin, because it depends. It depends on what the Kal Vachomer is coming to tell you. It depends if the Kal Vachomer is coming to tell you the Ikra Locha, or if the Kal Vachomer is coming to tell you the Mammon. Depends on what it's coming to tell you. What we're stuck with is the kasha which they bring the Shomer Vikivega from later on from the Dorim. Yeah. How can the Gemara learn out Yodis Kiddushin from the Ben Matzino Vayna Dorim? Ein Ein Shimon Adin. The truth of the matter is, Rav Shimon has a teretz. If you look in Rav Shimon in Shir Aleph in Dorim and Hador, at the bottom there he has a teretz. But I'm not 100% sure. According to the run, I don't think this is a world shattering kasha. Because what's the principle of Ein Einshin Min Adin? The principle of Ein Einshin Min Adin is that if the Kal Vachomer comes to teach me Issa, I haven't got the right to then extrapolate it onto. I haven't got the right to extrapolate it onto an Einish, as the Midas Aaron said. That's what he said. You know, you can't. If the Kal Vachomer comes to tell me Issa, you stop there. You stop at that point. You can tell me Issa, but you can't tell me more than that. The question is. The Gabe Kedushin is the Bamei Matzino by Yodis of the Kedushin coming to tell me Issa. Now, Lichura, this would get us back into Kedushin. Now we've covered Bava Kama, now we have to go back to Kedushin. This would get us back into Kedushin as to what role does the Amira play by Kedushin. Because the whole Shaila is whether it's a Yad Kedushin or not Yad Kedushin. So what's the Shaila? It was a Yad in the Dibble, right? That's what happened. So the question is, what role does the Amira play? Now, anybody who remembers something from Kedushin remembers that there is a Machlokes Rishonim as to whether the Amira is part of the Maaseh Kedushin or the Amira is not part of the Maaseh Kedushin. It's a famous Machlokes, the Machlokes in Tosfos Reed, Tosfos Riyazapin and Naran. Naran in Kedushin Daf Tes says, Furish, right? The Ram lays it out very clearly. Shakesef hu shekaina, right? The whole Chalos Kedushin, the Kenyan of Kedushin, comes about through the Kesef. V'amira in esrichel legali shenosel l'shem Kedushin haya. All that the Amira is, it's a gilui that the Kesef was given l'shem Kedushin. But the Amira is not there in order to create anything. The Amira is just a gilui das that which does create, namely the Nesinas Kesef, was l'shem Kedushin. So, if so, what is the Bamei Matzino of Yad by Kedushin? We learn out from the Dorim. What are we learning out from the Dorim? What we're learning out from the Dorim is that normally I would say that in order that it should be a gilui that the Kesef has been given l'shem Kedushin, you have to have a very clear statement telling me that it's given l'shem Kedushin. And on comes the Bamei Matzino and tells me that if a Yad is considered to be a complete statement l'gabei Nedarim, it's considered to be a statement of gilui l'gabei Kedushin as well. The fact that there is a Chalais Kedushin, and that after the Chalais Kedushin you can end up in situations where there will be Einish, right, has nothing at all to do with the fact that you've now determined that the Dibur through a Yad is enough of a Gili to tell me that the Kesef is Kesef Kedushin. Has no relationship whatsoever. And we made it, the Kesef is no Kesef.